With Florida's primaries just 30 days away, the nation's third largest state is still lurking in the background. Elizabeth Warren's campaign started targeting Florida's minority voters and women last week. Volunteers with Michael Bloomberg opened an Orlando field office in early February and this past Saturday in Tampa and Sarasota. As part of our I-4 Votes coverage, WUSF's Steve Newborn takes a look at some of the efforts, starting in a neighborhood just north of downtown Tampa.
I'm at Henry and Ola Park in Seminole Heights. There's people playing basketball, there's a pickup baseball game going on, and in the middle of the parking lot, about five people are wearing Warren for President t-shirts.
What prompted me to come out and fight for her was her universal child care plan. It's super important to me.
Cass Miller was standing alongside her six-year-old daughter, Lila. She's never taken an active part in a political campaign before, but gestured to Lila as the reason she's pounding on doors this time around.
A girl's going to be running for president.
And do you want a girl to win?
Yes!
Miller had to quit her job because it didn't make sense to pay the $11,000 she had to spend on having someone else watch her children. She looked at Senator Bernie Sanders, but said his plan wasn't up to Senator Warren's.
I would consider myself a single-issue voter. The issue is kids, and they don't get to speak for themselves. They are the most vulnerable among us.
Organizer Kevin O'Hare rallies the fivesome before they knocked on doors.
We are fortunate in the sense of we're the only campaign knocking in this neighborhood right now. So a lot of folks, this is their first door of the election, so they're like, wow, this is awesome.
The following weekend, another tiny group jams into a public library between Ybor City and downtown Tampa. They're greeted by Idrin Wright wearing an I Like Mike t-shirt.
Well, we're just trying to do everything we can to really get the word out, really get the presence out. I'm going to talk to as many people who I possibly can today, get them to sign up for future events, and just build and add on to the movement that's going right now.
Bloomberg is targeting black voters who make up nearly one of every three registered Democrats in Florida. He just started a Mike for Black America tour where he's addressing his controversial stop and frisk policies as mayor of New York. Those voters are also being courted by former Vice President Joe Biden, who just announced the launch of several grassroots coalitions in Florida. Three of the six people at the Tampa meeting were African American, including Wright.
Mike, from what I've gathered and the things that I've learned from him and the people I spoke that worked for him, that lived in New York, everything that we lack, Mike has actually done. He's injected money into the inner city. He revitalized New York.
Bloomberg entered the race late and wasn't in the early debates or the first four contests. He's focusing his energies on the Super Tuesday states 2 weeks before Florida's primary and has already spent millions on ubiquitous TV ads throughout the state. Longtime Florida political scientist Susan McManus says she's heard from a diverse group of people recently who are backing Bloomberg. But she says his campaign is flying in the face of the party's ascendant left wing. Usually by the time Floridians get to cast a ballot, the nominees have long been decided. But at a recent campaign appearance by Vice President Mike Pence, McManus said Democratic voters here may actually get to make a difference.
When you have this many candidates and they're all going to draw some votes and the requirement is that each delegate has to get 15%, that's not going to be done before it gets to Florida.
McManus says for all of the Florida Democrats who were worried they weren't going to be of consequence, guess what? They are. For I-4 Votes, I'm Steve Newborn in Tampa.